From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the 2006 assassination of Alexander Litvinenko, a Russian spy-turned-dissident. Litvinenko was living in exile in Britain when he was poisoned with radioactive plutonium. The inquiry chairman, Robert Owen, says the Russian government was responsible. The killing was carried out at a London hotel by two Russian agents. Here is Prime Minister David Cameron.
And this report confirms what we've always believed and what the last Labour government believed at the time of this dreadful murder, which is it was state-sponsored action.
David Cameron. Three items were high on the agenda Thursday when Secretary of State John Kerry held discussions in Switzerland on the situation in Syria. Those items were a political transition in Syria, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against the Islamic State. Kerry's talks took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. UN Syrian envoy Stéphane de Mistura was among the officials that Kerry met with on Thursday. Falling oil prices have roiled world stock markets in the first weeks of 2016, but U.S. Treasury Chief Jack Lew says inexpensive oil is benefiting consumers across the board. Thursday, Lew told the annual World Economic Forum in Davos that with crude oil now below $27 a barrel on world markets, consumers have more money in their pockets. The World Health Organization said Thursday a second person has tested positive in Sierra Leone for Ebola. That's where an outbreak of the virus has been declared over in November. This is VOA News. Microsoft founder Bill Gates visited Nigeria this week, where he collaborated with Africa's wealthiest man and the governors of several northern states on a new campaign to fight polio and other vaccine-preventable diseases. Chris Stein has more.
The governors of four northern states gathered Wednesday in the city of Kaduna to sign memorandums of understanding with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Dangote Foundation of Africa's richest man, Aliko Dangote, along with the U.S. ambassador to Nigeria. The MOUs kick off programs that aim to raise childhood vaccination coverage to 80% by 2018. Gates Foundation country representative Mairo Mandara says Borno, Yobe, Sokoto, and Kaduna states were chosen because they have the greatest need. They join Kano and Bauchi states, which renewed their pre-existing agreements. Chris Stein, Lagos.
The rights group Amnesty International says the Turkish government's offensive against Kurdish militants amounts to collective punishment. The group says the offensive is putting tens of thousands of lives at risk. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is to visit Turkey amid the ongoing fight against the Islamic State militant group and before next week's peace talks in Vienna on Syria. Dorian Jones reports.
Vice President Biden is expected to press Turkey to do more to prevent jihadist infiltration through its border with Syria. The visit comes as Ankara is demanding Washington rein in recent gains by the Syrian Kurdish militia, the PYG, against the Islamic State. Turkey accuses the Syrian Kurdish militia of being linked to PKK rebels, which Turkish forces are fighting. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter said Thursday that the 200 American commandos now in Iraq and Syria are carrying out raids on Islamic State targets. He spoke at a training school for French officers in Paris. Carter said there is a specialized expeditionary force in place that is preparing to work with Iraqis to begin mounting raids. The U.S. Defense Department says two detainees have been released from the U.S. Detention Center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. That brings the number released this month to 16. The transfers reflect President Barack Obama's desire to close the prison facility. Fires were raging out of control at one of the main oil facilities in northern Libya Thursday after militants hit storage tanks with rockets. No one has claimed responsibility, although authorities are blaming the Islamic State. British Prime Minister David Cameron said Thursday he was optimistic of securing an agreement to reform the European Union by February the 17th. Such an agreement would secure Britain's future in the 28-nation bloc. Cameron has said that he wants to make sure that the EU benefits all members, including those who do not use the euro currency. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.